Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found. Pendleton is a small town in Indiana that was founded in 1818 when John Rogers settled near the falls. Even though Pendleton is a relatively small town with a population of a little under 5,000 people, Pendleton still has a lot of character. Whether that be the great people living here, the beauty of Falls Park, or the exuberance of downtown Pendleton, this small town has a lot to offer. My name is Dylan Brown, and I'm here today with Chet Babb, the town council president, to talk about what makes Pendleton so great. Thank you, Chet, for being on here with me today. It's an honor. All right. How long have you lived in the town of Pendleton?
24 years.
Oh, wow. When and why did you decide to join the town council?
That's a good question. Okay, why would I say that? And I kind of laugh. Some politicians come to me, want me to take a place of somebody on the council. I told them no. I was working, and I worked at Guide Corp.
Oh.
And next night, four of them come back to the house and asked me to do that, and I decided, okay, I'll do it. Yeah. I'm glad I did. This is my 14th year on the council.
Yeah. Well, you just answered my next question, too. What does an average day look like with you being on the town council?
I go to the town hall every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some days I spend an hour. Some days I spend 6 hours.
Just depends on what you have to get done that day?
Right, right. And, you know, we've made a lot of changes. Yeah. I say changes. I'm going to call them improvements with employee insurance, our police department. We've actually hired 3 new police officers since I've been on the council, in my prior position on the council, which is a big thing here in Pendleton, is our police fire department. Spent a lot of time with the new fire territory, setting it up.
What are some improvements that you are actively trying to make in the town?
Actually trying to make at this point.
Like, what is on your agenda for, like, what needs you want to get accomplished?
That's good. That's good. One of them we've started, and, you know, it's almost like it's a non-ending process.
Yeah.
And that's our streets.
Mm-hmm.
We've done quite a bit of street improvements this summer, but there's still a lot to do.
Yes.
And takes money, and... You know, we were just awarded almost $300,000, the town was.
Oh, wow.
For our street, what they call community crossings.
Yeah.
And that's for improvements to downtown businesses, so forth. Another thing is we're looking at a 5-year plan on buildings.
Mm-hmm.
When I say buildings, our maintenance barn, our electrical barn, our police department. Because we're growing this last year between the 3 subdivisions, we've issued probably 800 building permits.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that you, in response to your question, we didn't have a building inspector.
Yeah.
And you just can't make somebody a building inspector. It's got to be somebody who knows what they're doing. We've had a gentleman on now. This is his second or third year, I guess, which I'm glad I put on back when I did before we had the big boom on the housing. Yeah.
Got to make sure it's all done properly or else it could come back to bite you.
That's right.
So what is your favorite part of Pendleton in general?
My new home I just built out in Pendle Point. I've lived in Pendle Point, Beth and I have, since we moved to Pendleton.
Yeah.
We're in our second condo. I moved down the street about 200 yards, and built a bigger condo because I wanted a three-car garage. And it's just that simple. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I really enjoy in town is how the people, by being on the council, a lot of people you don't know, but they know you.
Yeah.
You know, and they just come up and talk to you and say, we appreciate what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Some of them come up to you and talk to you and are upset about something. I like that.
Yeah.
You know.
So one thing real quick, my grandma actually just moved into Pendle Point like a few months ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So she's loving it so far.
What part do you know where she live?
I don't know exactly. It's towards the entrance.
Okay. So
I know that.
So she'd be in phase one. We used to live up there. Yeah.
So she's really liking it so far. She was in a bigger house before and she just couldn't maintain it by herself.
Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so you mentioned the town council meetings a little bit. I kind of want to move into that. What would an average like council meeting where people can come in look like?
It depends.
Yeah.
On what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of my goals 3 years ago was to make the meetings short, transparent, and to the point. And we've done that the last 3 years. I've seen meetings in the past where it was standing room only and last 3 and 4 hours.
That's crazy.
That's exactly right.
So you just don't need that much time.
No, no. So we've really improved that part of it. Last night, council meeting, there was maybe five people.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them talked, and our meeting lasted less than an hour, and we were done.
Yeah.
That's the way it needs to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
So obviously, Pendleton has a lot of events like June Jamboree and so forth. What is your favorite one?
I'd have to say the June Jamboree.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe, not maybe, and I'd have to throw in Christmas in Pendleton.
Yeah.
I like that. You go downtown that one day and there's just hundreds and hundreds of people there.
Yeah.
And kids.
So you've been on the town council for a while now. What is your accomplishment that you're most proud of?
I'd have to say the new water plant. That's one of the things I've worked on. It's not just me. It took a bunch of us.
It's a team effort.
I'd have to say currently, we've worked on this project for 3 years, or at least I have, is our South Madison fire territory, mm-hmm. where we combine Pendleton, Fall Creek Township, and Green Township to form South Madison fire territory, and we're paying people. Very hard thing, a lot of bumps and bruises, but, you know, I call them debates. We've had a lot of debates and got it done, effective 1 January. So fire territory is a big thing that I've been involved in.
Yeah, sounds awesome. What is the hardest part of being a town council member?
The hardest part? My wife disagreeing with me on some things. I'd say... the hardest thing is trying to keep up with everything.
Yeah.
I'm very big on people doing their job.
Yeah.
And, you know, delegation. And that's the only way you can really do it is have good people and let them do their job. And that's the way I've always tried to work. And it's worked well.
Yeah.
And that's hard, but it pays off in the end.
You got to have people you can trust.
That's right. That's right.
How much do the town council meetings and the opinions of the just citizens impact your decision making?
All of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to look at the whole town, not just as an example. I can't just worry about the fire territory.
Yeah.
I have to worry about the whole town and the financial part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've learned a long time ago in my job when I worked at Guide, you're not going to please everybody all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. And it works. It works. And you know, they can vote me out or keep me in. I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's one of the hard parts.
I mean, I think that's how you should do it, too. You should just try to do your best job and not worry about getting reelected.
No, you can't. You can't.
All right. Now, you said you've been living in the town for what, like 24 years now?
23, 24 years, I think.
How have you seen the town change over time since you started living here until now?
Our downtown.
Yeah, way different.
Yeah, it's way different. Our subdivisions that have went up, especially in the last couple, 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and they're still growing. Now, it's slowed down right now because of interest rates, but that's a big change.
Yeah.
I-69 corridor, what we call mm-hmm. the I-69 corridor, and we got currently three new businesses going in out there.
Yeah.
And I think at least two of them will be real, real good. One's going to be a bank.
Yeah.
You know, but that's okay. You know, mm-hmm. somebody says, why do we need another bank, Chet? And I go, because they wanted to come here.
Yeah.
And they wanted to build here.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a bit of, I'm going to call it movement, people looking at the I-69 corridor,
mm-hmm.
all four corners. And, you know, we just got to do what is the best thing for Pendleton.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much land left.
Yeah, for sure.
We have to take care of what we have.
100%.
And what we've done, this is current within the last couple years, is what they call the UDO, and that's the Unified Development Ordinance. That ordinance is probably the most important one I've signed in my 13 years plus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way things are going to get done, have to get done, and it's consistent. And I enforce that with our planning department because, like I said, there's just so much land, so we have to take care of what we got.
Absolutely. Now, I just have one more question for
sure.
you. In the future, what is the one thing that you want to get done more than anything else? Like, what is your biggest goal right now?
You're going to laugh at this. One of my goals right now is with our American Rescue Plan mm-hmm. monies.
Yeah.
Which we got right at $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
We've spent a lot of it on our police department, but I want to look at a salt barn,
really?
A new salt barn up at our maintenance area.
Yeah.
Because we rent space who we purchase salt off mm-hmm. of and pay a monthly rental.
We
need a bigger barn. We're a bigger town, and I just think now's the time to do it. Yeah. So that's one of my current goals.
Do you mean salt like for the roads?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah. I definitely think that'd be a good idea because we get like ice and snow pretty frequently in the winters.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have today. Thank you so much again for being on here with me today. It was an honor.
No, I thank you for having me on. Thanks for doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917weem.org or wherever podcasts can be found.